Hi, my name is Dennis, and I'm an alcoholic. And in the spirit of trying to recreate one of the oldest groups in the state of Washington, we're going to call on a new suspect to give 15 minutes for a share. And I have asked Chad, who's a member of my home group, just recently celebrated his first birthday, to come and share with us. So without further ado, come on, Chad.
Hi, I'm Chad. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be here. This is actually my first in-person meeting in, oh my gosh, a really long time. My sobriety date is July 12th of 2020. I'm not entirely new to AA. I came into AA back in 2008. And for a long time, I thought that was the first time I'd ever been to AA, but I have a forgetter, which forgot that I had gone to AA back in 2003 after I'd gotten DUI, and stopped going and really was never a participant in those meetings because I sat in the back, didn't want to be there. I was doing it because an attorney advised me to do it while we waited for the court thing to work out. And so I never really, so when I actually went to what I thought was my first meeting, I forgot that it really wasn't my first meeting. So, you know, I've got a year of sobriety, and this is probably one of the, probably the best year of sobriety that I've had of all the years that I've had experience with AA and exposure to AA. You know, my story goes back to kind of growing up. We didn't have alcoholics in the family. I mean, nobody drank. My parents didn't drink hard. You know, my dad would buy a six pack of beer and it'd be sitting in the fridge for 2 months, and I'd see one disappear once in a while. And it just was never part of my world. My grandparents didn't drink. My mom really didn't drink. I mean, the closest thing we had was wine at communion on Sundays. So I had my first drink when I went through communion. And and the other thing was that alcohol didn't really interest me. I don't know what it was, but I remember Nancy Reagan and all the, you know, just your brain on drugs kind of commercials, and I just never ever had an interest in alcohol and drugs when I was in high school and growing up. However, I had my first drink after high school graduation. So I was a late bloomer, and in many regards with alcohol. And, you know, I just remember was going to go camping with some friends. And I don't know what it was, but there was this part of me that was like, don't bring any alcohol. You know, I just kept telling him, don't bring any alcohol. But it was like I was tempting him to bring alcohol, and I had no idea what that was about other than don't bring any alcohol. And I also remember my mom having a conversation with me before, or shortly after graduation, saying, we know you're going to be going to college. We know that there's alcohol there. You know, we know that you're not of legal drinking age, but just so you know, we're okay with it if you decide to drink while you're in college. So I think it was all about me trying to get some experience before I went to college. And so my first real drink was Bartles and James wine coolers, you know, like camping. Like, that's what it was. They broke me in gently. But, wow, I just remember that first drink and feeling, oh my gosh, this is what I've been missing. Like, this is what I've been missing, this is what everybody's been talking about all these years, because I never had an interest, and all of a sudden I just couldn't believe the feeling that came over me and how much, you know, goofy and fun and funny and, like, you know, stress relief and all that kind of stuff. I grew up in my family was extremely religious. My parents worked for the church when I was born. My grandparents worked for both. My mom's parents worked for the church. My father's parents worked for the church. I grew up in a very, very religious conservative family, and everything was wound up very tight, which obviously you can see I'm having a little bit of rebellion with that, with my hair and stuff. So alcohol just kind of made me feel more like me, I guess. And I loved it, and it made me fun and made life fun. And I went to college. Yes, there was alcohol on campus. In fact, there was a bar. It was called the Rathskeller, and it was underground. And the little rumor was that you can't serve alcohol on campus, so they were serving it under campus because it was underground. But you would just have to show your school ID, and you could buy alcohol with your meal card, you know. So Wednesday nights were the big party night on the campus bar, and I went there on Wednesday nights, and then Thursday nights, and Friday nights were the fraternity parties, and Saturday nights were the fraternity parties. And so in the very beginning, it was like four nights a week right off the bat. And I remember, going from being a straight A student to being like a C student very fast, and starting to figure out how to problem solve and say, well, I got to manage this more because I'm not going to my classes on Thursdays and Fridays. So I got to start limiting the number of days a week that I drink. And so that's what I did. I cut out Wednesday nights. Still went Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I remember also one of my fraternity brothers in college saying, wow, you're just a lot more fun when you're drunk, you know? And I was like, really? I'm that awful when I'm sober kind of feeling? I don't know. I just thought alcohol worked for me. And I did, I think, I came to realize the term binge drinking. And for a long time, I was very openly admitted I was a binge drinker. You know, I didn't see there being problem with that. I thought that's kind of like what everybody did. You work hard during the week, you go and drink and get drunk and, you know, smashed on the weekends. And so I just considered myself a binge drinker for years and years and years and thought that's what everybody did. And my only references to alcoholism were the movies, you know, so I only saw a certain type of alcoholic, which is not what I was familiar with. I didn't see that around in my life. And so what I do know is that over time, you know, my academics suffered. I barely graduated on time. I'd gotten a really good job, and I was worried that I was not going to be able to take it because I was failing Introduction to Christianity. And I was like, oh my God, if my parents knew that I was failing this class. And so I went and I begged the professor. I was like, oh my God, you know, I mean, I wasn't going to class, so I had to go meet this guy first. And I said, can I do to pass the class? I've got a job offer already. I need to, you know, so I talked my way into getting some kind of extra credit thing that I could do, and then I passed. But that was the result of alcohol. You know, I mean, I wasn't going to class. I wasn't buying textbooks. I wasn't reading, doing my work, you know, and I started off in my new job and I was doing well. And then I also, same thing, you know, I did a lot of traveling for my job. And so Wednesday nights, you know, we would work out of town Monday through Thursday. So Wednesday nights were the night you went out and drank. And, you know, going to work hungover and smashed and everything on Thursdays. And, you know, and it just, I gained a lot of weight. I was just really, really starting to feel really unhappy with my life. I felt like the things weren't going in the direction I wanted them to go. And, you know, there were so many things I was trying to problem solve but not look at the alcohol component of it. And it was like the last thing I wanted to look at because that was the fun part of my life. So, I just continued to try to put in place those rules. Like, no more drinking during the week. You know, now it can only be Fridays and Saturdays. And then it was like, okay, only two drinks tonight, you know, like I can only have drink with dinner and then no drinking afterwards or something like that. And all these rules. And the problem that happened for me was I would continue to try to set these rules and I would continually fail. And it just killed my self-esteem over and over and over and over, because I just felt like I'm just not, why can't I be successful with this? Why can't I manage this? Still not realizing that that's kind of what alcoholism is. And so I started going to a psychiatrist, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm depressed, you know, got all these other issues. And, you know, it brings up alcohol, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I drink on the weekends, binge drinker, you know, that's about it, you know, minimize it completely. But after a couple of years of working through all the other stuff, I come in and I just remember telling him, yeah, I really, really want to stop drinking. It's like, have you thought about AA? No, I'm not an alcoholic, you know? And so going through all these things, so it's like, okay, I'm going to try and quit drinking for 30 days just by myself, you know? And the number of times I tried that, you know, failed. I eventually went to him one time and I was like, hey, I read that there's this pill that you can give me that'll keep me from drinking. So can I get this pill, please? Because I really like to take the pill. And he was confused and said, well, you know, we usually only do that in certain circumstances. And I was like, please, I just want the pill, you know? And so he gave me the pill. And then I remember drinking on an airplane, coming home from the East Coast, and but slowly, you know, I wanted to see like how it would affect me or whatever. But I really remember, like, I had like one drink and I got cut off by the flight attendant. I was like, because my face turned so red or whatever. I mean, she comes to me and she's like, I think you have enough to drink. And I'm so confused. I've only had one drink. But, or two. I mean, who knows, right? So, you know, it was like only after trying every single option. I just wanted to take a break from drinking. Like, that's all it was. I wanted to take a break and I wanted to be successful. And I wanted to be able to then someday go back to drinking, but drink in a healthy way, you know? And you know, one day, it just happened that this friend of mine here in Seattle was at Lakeside Milam for a drug addiction issue and had called and asked me if I'd come visit him. And I said, yeah. And so I remember I'd actually stayed up two nights in a row doing some cocaine, which I had started to enjoy in the last couple of years. I really enjoyed cocaine because it kept me from blacking out, and blacking out was one of the things I hated the most about drinking, was not remembering what happened. I'll digress one moment. Like, I came out of a blackout one time on a freeway in the San Jose area, because I had been down there for work and had gone out for drinks after work, and I remember leaving the bar and then meeting somebody in the parking lot who talked me to going back into the bar, and then the next thing, you know, I came out of like a blackout on the freeway driving, and was like, where the hell am I going? It freaked me out. And I remember I pulled over that night and I slept in my car in a church parking lot, just because I was like, what am I doing? So kind of going back to, like, this friend had asked me to go visit him in rehab, and I just remember being there and even sitting in a group and I just remember this feeling of, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And so I asked him while I was there, can you take me to AA when you get out? And he did. He took me to my first AA meeting, like Saturday after he got out that week. And so I had gone into AA willingly, and just because I was out of options. I was so tired of trying to do it on my own. Oh shit, it's not time. So I'll just jump to it. I went to AA. It was only planning on taking a year off. I was like having a really hard time doing the steps. I got a sponsor the first night I was there, but I was having such a hard time getting through the steps. that I relapsed 6 months after I came, after I went in. And that was back in 2008. So my original sobriety date was April 2nd of 2008. And then I had another sobriety date of October 1st, 2008. And I was sober. I still actually haven't had a drink since October 1st, 2008, but I've done other stuff, you know. And it started with prescription medication. I know I've got to wrap up now, but and then during the pandemic, you know, I decided to try pot again, and then I went to some other stuff again. And so I just saw where it was heading, and I honestly knew if I picked up alcohol, I didn't know if I would ever make it back to the meeting. So I called someone I knew was in the program. I know it's time for me to wrap it up, and I'll just say that again, like the last year has been really special. I've gone deeper into my program than I ever went to in all of those other years. I've kind of taken such a step back from the program the last like 8 years that I was kind of sober. I just wanted to be sober. I didn't want to be an alcoholic in recovery. And I said this recently, like one of the things that I remember when I first walked into AA was this feeling of, wow, these are all the people I always wanted to meet. Like I have those relationships on this deep level, and I was never finding that out in my life. So the fact that I like stopped being a part of that blew my mind, you know, like why did I step away? And so it's really good to be back, and I'm trying to stay closer to the program than ever. So thanks.